Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. For the past few weeks, we have been listening to Jesus teach using parables. Now, I love parables because they're stories that use common, ordinary things, the stuff of our lives and our living, and then uses those things to teach us about God's kingdom, about God's love, about God's care and grace and favor for all of us. Now, today, we have what I like to think of as a lived parable. Now, when I'm doing premarital work, I usually tell a couple that their new married life together will be a lived parable as opposed to a fairy tale. I'm going to be telling the confirmands next service that their lives will become now a lived parable. So if that's the case, then truly all of our lives as we come here today, as we go from here today, our lives are also lived parables, giving the people around us a glimpse of what God's kingdom can look like through the ordinary stuff of our lives. Today's story in the gospel is one of the most famous stories in Jesus' life. It's the feeding of the 5,000. This story is actually in all four gospels, all right? There aren't many. You know, the crucifixion is one. The feeding of the 5,000 is another. There aren't a lot that are in all four gospels. So this story must have carried all kinds of weight in the early church. But it's also a go-to for us as modern Christians. This story gets tossed around church kitchens every funeral meal when they think they're starting to run out of food. Oh, Pastor, did you go to the loaves and fishes class at seminary? Sorry, everyone. I skipped that one. I might have slept. I'm not sure. Maybe walking the dog. All right. But this is one of the definitive miracles in Jesus' life. But I also believe that it is a lived parable about what God's kingdom can look like and the power that that kingdom has in our lives. So we look at the story. For me, it goes something like this. The kingdom of heaven is like Jesus withdrawing a moment in order to refresh himself, in order to ponder the death of John the Baptist, in order to find that quiet place to pray. But the crowds want nothing to do with that, and so they follow Jesus. And when he arrives at his destination, they're already there. And Jesus has compassion on them. See, it's not that Jesus was going to go for good. It's not like he was going to take a sabbatical or he was going to go off and be on hiatus for 2 months. Jesus was trying to rest and refresh so that he could actually be more focused when he was with the crowds. But the crowds were so needy that they couldn't accept that. They couldn't allow him those free moments. Now, of course, some of that neediness in the crowd was that irritating kind of neediness, that whiny, oh, I need it, and it's not really any kind of an anything. But most of the crowd needed comfort or understanding. They needed the compassion that Jesus shows us all, as well as healing and wholeness. They needed someone to listen to them, someone to teach them. They needed liberation and forgiveness. They were hungry for righteousness, hungry for inspiration, for salvation, redemption. And eventually, they were just hungry. And Jesus had compassion on them. The story continues. Jesus then teaches and heals. He comforts and cures until late in the day. And the disciples grow nervous and frantic because it's a large crowd and there's a whole lot of nothing to eat. But Jesus says to the disciples, they don't have to leave. You can give them something to eat. Jesus' compassion for this group leads him to spend all day with the crowd. He teaches and he talks. He listens to some. He heals others, cures still more, and spends time with as many as he possibly can. Now, it's a large crowd, and so that takes all day. And as the day is ending, the disciples are worried about large crowds and no food. They want Jesus to send the people away and let them fend for themselves about finding something for dinner. Jesus says no. Jesus says to the disciples that they are enough for this crowd. The disciples don't believe that. In our lives, we don't either. As we enter situations that look overwhelming to us, we don't believe that we're sufficient to the task. But Jesus believed in the disciples. Jesus believed in us. Jesus believes because he is with the disciples. Jesus believes because he is with us. And with Jesus, we are sufficient. With Jesus, the disciples have enough to help the crowd. Because the story continues. The disciples say, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish, and that's never going to be enough. And Jesus says, bring them to me. And he blessed the loaves and the fishes, and he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples distributed it to the crowds. Everyone ate, everyone was filled, and they collected 12 baskets of leftovers. The disciples know that they are not enough. Whether it's faith or skill or even just food, they don't have enough. And how often don't we feel the same way as we join the disciples in crying out, increase our faith? They tell Jesus that all they had is a small lunch to share among themselves, and even then, someone was going to go hungry. But Jesus shows them that with Christ by our side, even the little we have, even the little we are willing to claim is enough. To be honest, I would not come with one happy meal and try to feed an entire elementary school full of children. But whatever faith it is that I have, I lay it at Jesus' feet and I pray for his assistance, his grace, and his favor. And so Jesus blesses all that they have and they distribute it to everyone. Everyone. Everyone eats. And they are all filled, and they have leftovers, baskets of leftovers. With God, there is enough. In fact, there is more than enough. There is extravagance and more to be shared. This is the powerful truth at the center of this lived parable. God's love and forgiveness, our redemption, is always enough and more. As this day begins, as we sit here, and with whatever little faith we think that we have, Jesus multiplies that faith, and we are able to bring the love of God to the people closest to us, to any of the people we're going to meet today. We get to bring that love to the world around us. Jesus promises that together, we are enough. That is us together with each other. That's all of us and each of us together with Jesus. We are enough. With Jesus by our side, there will be leftovers and more than enough to share with all the people. We see it happen in this deserted place in the gospel this morning. But we, I believe, have also experienced this in our own lives. Where the love of God comes to us with forgiveness, life, and salvation. It comes with life and light and redemption. We who have been trapped in our sinfulness, we who are as needy as those crowds, we who are as frazzled as the disciples, we are loved by God and saved by Jesus. Isaiah reminds us today that God has made with us an everlasting covenant, started at our baptism and made true every day. And so may the steadfast love of God, the gracious presence and power of Jesus, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Be with you as we seek to live our lives as glimpses of the kingdom of heaven for all those around us. Amen.